Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All righty then, it is time for Week 6 of Pony and Muller Picks, exclusively on our podcast page here at 93.7thefan.com. Let's make some picks. Not a great week for Malzy. Not a great week for me. Donnie came through with 4 points, so he is making up ground on me. He's in the middle. Malzy's in last. And away we go with week 6 picks. Thursday night football. Seattle hosting San Francisco. The Niners have a losing record, and they are favored in this game at -3.5. I'm going to take Seattle here. I'll start with the home team. I like the hook. I like the fact that I'm getting more than 3 points. I also like the fact that San Francisco seems to be getting lines made based on their reputation and really not based on how they've played this year. They're still the favorite to win the NFC, believe it or not, even though they're coming off a home loss to Arizona. They also blew a gigantic lead against LA. They were also blown out by Minnesota. Seattle, tough home loss to the Giants, so I'm not going to say they're in great shape either. But in a matchup where I'm questioning both teams, I will take the home team getting points, especially when it's more than a field goal. Donnie?
Yeah, I'm going to do the same thing. Seattle getting 3.5 here. San Francisco, oddly enough, a position they're not usually in. They feels like they're in a bit of disarray, do the 49ers. I hit big against them last week. The money ball came through for me. The Cardinals not only covered a 7-point spread, they won the game outright. They just don't seem right. They've had the injury bug not go their way. Seattle +3.5. That's my choice.
I'll make it a clean sweep with Seattle, and I'll give you all a couple of factoids. Donnie, 7 or more point underdogs this year. 7-2 straight up. Not even with the
yes,
points.
Yes, but they're not a 7 or more point
No,
underdog.
I know. I'm just saying to his pick last week. Here's another one. Here's one thing about the Niners. I think Nate Tice, one of those film guys and analysts, said this. Basically, CMC being out, even though Jordan Mason's running well, he doesn't do all like the weird quirky stuff motioning into a pass receiving set. That makes them a lot easier and more traditional to defend. Last one, Kyle Shanahan has blown the second most 10-point leads in NFL history.
Sweet,
in the fourth quarter.
Lassie.
18 times, I believe it is, he has taken a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter and blown it. Who's first? Mike Shanahan with 33.
To quote the great American philosopher Craig Wolfley, gadzooks. That is bad, man. All right, so all of us on Seattle. Donnie, you got a game in Philadelphia, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Big line, Eagles -9.5 against Deshaun Watson's crappy Browns.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns look bad. Deshaun Watson looks terrible. I feel like maybe they... Well, I have no idea in all reality. I think they should be pulling the plug on him, but they probably won't due to financial reasons. That's just a massive line, though. And Philly, I'm not going to say disarray. The offense really isn't clicking still. They've had that issue really since Shane Steichen took the head coaching job in Indianapolis. I just feel like that's a big number to cover, and maybe Cleveland's defense can do something about it to keep them in the game. So I will take the Browns plus 9.5.
This is a hard game for me to pick because I can make a case for either side. I usually don't love taking huge numbers and laying them, no matter how bad the other team is. Because in the NFL, just way too many games end up one-possession games. Philly has been schizophrenic this year. Beat Green Bay, get throttled by Tampa Bay, blow a lead to Atlanta. Just a really hard team to figure, and that makes me not trust them. When 9.5 points are concerned, I can't. And I hate Cleveland. Watson sucks. That's a disgrace what's going on up there, but I think they're going to cover in this game.
All right, very scary that on both games, all three of us consensus. I'm also taking the Browns, holding my nose and betting them plus 9.5. The late afternoon game, Tom Brady back in Dallas, where I guess he functions as their de facto color analyst. He's done so many Cowboys games this year. Dallas, a rare underdog at home against Dan Campbell's Lions. Free boneless wings for America if Detroit's able to beat Dallas in this game. Cowboys plus 3, Mosey.
Plus 3, I'm taking the Lions. I thought they started to find themselves against Seattle. And even though Dallas came in here and won, I actually think that Seattle's a better team than the Cowboys. This will be on a fast track. I think Ben Johnson's been in his bag for the Lions play calling. They just strike me as a team that stumbled through a first couple of weeks, winning unimpressively, losing really unimpressively, and then found themselves. Dallas still has injury concerns, and guess what? Unlike the Steelers, who are more than happy to let a wounded animal stay in the battle, Detroit, like any true Lion, Donnie, they're going to go in for the jugular. Give me the Lions minus 3.
All right, we finally find disagreement here. I think the sprained testicle thing for the Cowboys is going to turn into a rally cry for them. I really do. I think we're going to look back and say when Jalen Tolbert got hit in the balls, it changed the trajectory of the Cowboys season. I don't see them falling to 0-3 at home. This was a very close game last year. It ended controversially because of the failure to report call against Dan Campbell's Lions. They got screwed. I like Dak to continue to heat up here against a young Lions secondary. They found some things on the run game against the Steelers. I think the Steelers, even though it's overrated, I like that defense more than I like the Lions. I'll take the points at home. Dallas plus 3, Don.
I'm going to go with Detroit. I think this game is going to be a shootout. I think it very well could be a shootout. Neither defense really specializes in stopping the other team. However, I think that Detroit on both sides can make a few more plays.
What a nice way to say both defenses suck, in your opinion. Neither defense specializes in stopping the other team.
Sounds like Tomlin-esque.
Neither really offense specializes in scoring points.
Yeah, that really did sound like the way Tomlin would put it.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So I'm taking Detroit minus 3.
Sunday Night Football, the Giants and Bengals. New York is a 3.5-point home underdog against the one-win Bengals. I'm not betting on the Bengals to win a game especially when they have to win the game by more than a field goal. Again, this season, until they give me a reason to. They were an underdog against the Ravens. I thought I could get away with it, but that was a really bad beat last week. Burrow's going off, but the same problem. They can't stop anybody. And Daniel Jones has now put together three good games in a row. He should get Malik Nabers back. Give me the Giants, +3.5. I think they win the game outright. Donnie.
I think another potential high scorer here, because neither of these teams specialize in stopping their opponent. Certainly the Bengals. I got lucky last week. I was the lone wolf on the Ravens in that big matchup. You guys rode the Bengals. Cincy should have won that game, but they couldn't take care of it at the end, so I came away with a win there. I'll actually go with Cincy -3.5 here just because of how well Joe Burrow is actually playing and all of this,
Joe Scheisty,
all of this disgust that the rest of his team is. I mean, that offense has really gotten to a pretty good level. The defense just stinks.
Individually, he's playing at an MVP level. The problem around him is that the team is horrible. The Giants have actually been low-key frisky here. Even without Malik Nabers, you go into Seattle and you beat them. I know it wasn't as lopsided as the 9-point spread indicated. They blocked a field goal right near the gun. But man, I kind of like the way the Giants are playing. They seem like they've got a little bit of life here, and I certainly am not laying the hook with Cincinnati. Give me the Giants +3.5.
So Malzi, so Donnie will be the only better who's on the Bengals there. Don, you now have first crack at the two-pointer, the money ball. Any game on the board, who are you going with?
I'm going to go to the London game here. We have a 9:30 start time. I'm going to try to rally the boys at 6:30 in the morning out in Vegas to get this game popping. And I'm going to go with the team who is an underdog in this game, and London is basically their second home. I'm going to go with Jacksonville to maybe make it two wins in a row. Maybe they win the game outright. I know the Bears had a huge week. Intern Dom's boy had a massive game, getting his legs under him. I'll go Trevor Lawrence. It's almost like Golden Boy versus Golden Boy. The last two quarterbacks that were promised as the next great ones facing off. I'll go Jacksonville +1.5.
Balls?
Well, there has been one team, I would say, above all others this year that has truly been a can't-handle-success kind of group. They follow up one great game, one impressive win, typically with a bad loss. They go out, beat two teams to start the season, then get stomped by the Broncos, then they come back and rip the Eagles only to blow a big lead and then beat the Falcons. That would be the – or lose to the Falcons. That would be the Buccaneers. So I have to then – if I believe that they are a schizophrenic team, think that they are going to make short work of Spencer Rattler. Yes, I'm betting against my guy Spence. Fake John and Robinson, if you're listening, we're very sorry. But I'm going to take the Buccaneers, 3.5-point road favorites. I don't love the hook here, but I got a weird feeling they're going to blow the doors off of New Orleans.
I'm going with a ballsy one. I'm going to take the Jets +2.5 in Monday Night Football. I understand that they fired Robert Saleh, and now it looks like even Aaron Rodgers has to deal with a change at offensive play caller with Todd Downing taking over.
Who's
for,
terrible.
For Nathaniel Hackett, yes. But as we saw last year or 2 years ago with Jeff Saturday, when a coach comes in, even if it's someone that people have never heard of, that team usually gets a little jolt. I don't like the way Buffalo's looked the last 2 weeks, destroyed by Baltimore. And then horrible decision-making by Sean McDermott late in that loss to Houston. Very avoidable and preventable. The Jets are going to fire their head coach and be tied for first place by the time we get to Tuesday morning. New York +2.5 against the Bills for the money ball. Donnie, you have to pick the Steelers game before us. You'll be there. You got a busy weekend, high school football Friday, or no, you're already going to be off to Vegas.
No, I'm doing the game Friday night.
You got Friday high school football, and then you leave for Vegas Saturday morning. You'll be in attendance at that big Roomba, the Death Star in Vegas. Pittsburgh, a 3-point road favorite with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback for the Raiders.
Am I allowed to pick a push here? Is that against the rules of picks?
You are allowed to pick a push. It's a bold choice.
God, that takes balls, man.
I will go with one of the teams in this case. I will actually take the Raiders getting 3 points at home. I would pick the Steelers to win the game straight up. I just kind of am weary now after the last 2 weeks. No matter who's at quarterback, are they going to take care of their business? And who's to say that Antonio Pierce doesn't see a bad start from Aiden O'Connell and immediately go to Gardner Minshew? And that would really strike trouble into anybody with Steelers colors on, because I think that guy can shred the Steelers defense. I think the Steelers win the game. I'm going to take Vegas, though, with the field goal.
There you go. Picks. Thank you for listening to our 93.7 The Fan podcast page.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.